Hello and welcome to Prosecco Party Podcast, the fun-loving talk show that gives you expert interviews and our unsolicited advice to help you look good and feel fantastic. My name is Isabel, engineer by day and podcaster by night.
And I'm Lindy, serial entrepreneur and health enthusiast. We have a great show for you guys today because we'll be chatting with Anya B., model, blogger, traveler, and influencer extraordinaire.
You ladies are going to love Anya. We are going to talk about her career, how she transitioned from being an accountant to a blogger now, some modeling tips, Instagram husbands, content, everything that you'd really like to know about Anya that she hasn't put out there yet. But of course, we have to have our little girl talk over some drinks before we get into the nitty-gritty details. Cheers, my friend.
Cheers, buddy.
So Lindy, what's new with you?
Well, we are fresh off of our big weekend trip away. We went to a chalet. Would you call it a chalet? It was like a cabin slash chalet. It had a hot tub. It was a huge house. It had multiple bedrooms. So I'm still kind of recovering a little bit from that. I had a few drinky poos there.
I know. It was so nice to see everybody again, even though if it was such a, for, you know, a really short time. But you did your snowmobiling when we were over there, right? How was that?
Yes, that was really cool. There was a whole bunch of us. They took us in a bus. We went up to this big hill, and the bus ride alone was kind of scary because it was like a very snow-filled tiny little mountain road. Like a couple inches over to the left, you would fall off the mountain and die. And this guy,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, this guy's zooming up. It's so fast. It's like bumping along. I'm like, okay, obviously he's done this a lot because he's very confident with his driving. But it was kind of scary. That was scary. And then as soon as we got to the top, we got in our ski-doos, our snowmobiles. And it was pretty fun because I've never done that before. And it was fun just to be with all of our friends. And we had a little
lunch. How cold was it?
It was pretty cold, but our friend Larissa made me put on like 3 pairs of pants, 4 sweaters, 2 jackets. So thanks to her, I wasn't cold at all.
Ooh, that's so smart. She had that foresight to really bundle up.
Yep. I think it's the mom insight, I think. And we went to this little cabin that was in the middle of this little gully with all these surrounding mountains. And we had a cute little barbecue lunch. And then we played around on the skidoos a little more. So that was probably the most fun excursion I've ever done. When we have done a lot, like Costa Rica, like
that's saying a lot, you little adventure seeker, adrenaline junkie. That's saying a lot because you've done a lot of like stuff on vacation, but this is like probably the best that you've done so far.
Yeah, I think this was like super fun. I thought it'd be really cold and I would get annoyed really easily, but no, it was opposite. It was really cool. I was right in the mountains, all the trees, and I got Brett to double me down on the way down, and someone else took my skidoo so I could just like relax and like look at the trees, and it was just so pretty with all the snow on them, and it was super fun. That was really fun. But overall, it was just a really fun week. I think Isabel and I did some karaokeing.
Yep, that was fun. You mentioned trees and stuff, and I also heard that you were trying to manifest some things since you were in nature. How did that go for you?
Yes, while I was on the back of the ski-doo, I was looking around trying to manifest things and little mantras, because they say if you do that in nature, then it's more powerful because we're all one with nature and there's just more energy in that type of field. So I did that there because there was a lot of nature there. So haven't seen anything manifest materialize yet, but soon, my friend, soon.
Uh-huh. And karaoke was super fun. I mean, I think we need to have like, you know, our own team, Linda Bell, Prosecco Party Podcast, like karaoke show, you know, featuring us two and doing like a little dance, a little solo singing, and then everybody can join in afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. We should do a full karaoke podcast, because we love our karaoke. No one would listen to it. They'd hear it for 2 minutes and then turn it off. But I mean, yeah, so we finished that. And then I totally forgot. It's another friend's birthday that I'm going to Canmore the day after tomorrow on Saturday. So I have more celebrating to do. So that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Oh, that sounds so nice. Whereas I'm like just stuck at home doing my mom duties again. However, in Rumi, it was a really nice break because I mean, it was definitely difficult to pack everything up for all the baby stuff and haul everybody and Isla and all her stuff to the mountains, but it was worth it. You know, she had a really great time. I had a good time. It was a nice break. It was definitely difficult. And I did break down because I was like just so frustrated and so just feeling like left out because everybody was having these great like day adventures, skiing, snowmobiling, snowboarding, and I just wasn't part of it. But you really let me, you know, you made me feel a lot better, Lindy. So thank you.
Oh, good. You're welcome. Yeah. I figured like everyone doing all these activities and then Isla's not taking a bottle. So there's really no other option except to bring her. And so I felt you were kind of feeling a little bit left out and all the other moms had babysitters and they take bottles. So it just worked out that way. So it was really nice as well as husband Jet for the snowmobile day. He decided to stay back with Isabel and just have a day with her and relax with their baby. So that was cool. You guys had a little family day to end the vacation off with.
Yeah, that was a very expensive Valentine's Day present for me because he had already booked the snowmobile for like $300 and then he canceled it with no refund. So thank you, Jet.
Good. But speaking
of like mommy drama and mommy issues, my hormones are still like completely out of whack. My cycle is still regulating. And the last time, like the week before we went to Invermeer, I was breaking out everywhere. I mean, I had like... It was like I was a teenager again, like bumps all over my forehead. I had a big pimple on my chin, big pimple on my nose. It was so bad that my mom gave me like a special soap that she gets from her Medi Spa with salicylic acid. And I didn't use it, but it was because my pimples had gone away already, like really quickly. But I did buy this vitamin C serum from Walmart because I'm so cheap. Mm-hmm. And it is the Jameson brand, the vitamin brand. And it comes in like a sealed bottle and it was really affordable, like $23. And I've been using it on my skin. It's totally taken away my like 5 o'clock mustache shadow from my melasma hormone issue. And it's totally like fading all my pimple scars. So I'm just like really, really happy with that purchase. So sponsor us, Jameson.
Nice. And that's not cheap. I think that's like a regular price for a vitamin C serum.
You think? Okay. I thought $23 was pretty affordable because I've seen like the L'Oreal ones for $40 and that's like L'Oreal, not Lancome. I mean, it's like the basic drugstore, grocery store type of brand, right? So yeah. I'm an expert when it comes to like grocery store, drugstore brands, but if you like take me to the high end stuff, I have no idea what I'm doing.
So you notice a big difference with that? So on all, the only different thing you were doing is using vitamin C serum?
Yes, you're right. And it did make a big difference. You're right. Yeah, I'm using the same like cleanser. I didn't really change that. I'm using the same like moisturizing type of night cream. So yeah, cool. It works. Maybe next time I'll just like get a slice of orange and rub it all over my face and see if that makes a difference. That might be bad for exfoliation, but we'll see.
The most concentrated.
It is, yeah, and the cheapest, so that'll be easy on my wallet.
Yeah, interesting. So even after, because Isla's how old now? Almost
one. She's 11 months old.
Almost 12 months. So even after that long, it takes that long for your hormones to regulate?
Yeah. It's still going on. So lots for you to look forward to when that time comes.
Maybe because you're breastfeeding, your hormones won't really fully get back to normal until after you're done breastfeeding.
That's a good point because it knows that I still have a baby and it's still, you know, trying to, yeah, that's a really good point. Maybe we'll have to look into it. We'll have to ask like a baby doctor.
Interesting. Okay. Baby doctor next. I think there's a special word for them, but we'll call them baby.
I know. Oh my gosh. But you know what? Who is an expert in beauty and even style and fashion and also travel and also finance because she used to be an accountant. Anya B. We are going to be talking to her about her blogging business, her Instagram husband, all the fun details. We'll be chatting with her after a word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Jet Rao Real Estate, your Calgary real estate agent. Buying or selling your home? Thinking about investing in real estate? Visit jetrao.com to get in touch with Jet. That's JETTRAO.com. Get a free home evaluation and check out his videos to help you buy your first home. Check out jetrao.com for details.
This skinny spa offers non-invasive fat loss and muscle toning solutions, including fat freezing and muscle sculpting. Right now, it's easier than ever to get that bod of your dreams with prices starting from just $199. Visit theskinnyspa.ca for details and to book in today. We are back with Anya B, model, blogger, writer, world traveler, and creator of AnyaB.net, a lifestyle blog that encompasses not only fashion and beauty, but also travel, food, finance, fitness, home decor, and technology.
Oh Starting her
my
blog
God.
over 10 years ago, Anya has been an icon in Canada's fashion industry ever since she started modeling during her school days. This Canadian Arts and Fashion Awards nominee has been featured in Flair, Fashion, The Globe and Mail, Lucky, Harper's Bazaar, Refinery 29, and so many more international publications. And her collaborations as a blogger has been even more amazing with working with H&M, Canada Goose, Samsung, Tom Ford Beauty, Joe Fresh, BCBG, Lancome, Pandora, Topshop, and many more. This undercover cowgirl and cat mom to the real Prince Charles runs her blogging empire with her husband, lifestyle photographer, podcaster, and dare I say, influencer, Tyler Stallman. Welcome to Prosecco Party Podcast, Anya.
Oh my God, you guys, what an introduction. Cheers to that.
Yes, cheers.
I had to air quotes influencer because I know how you both feel about the influencer title and calling yourselves influencers.
Oh yeah, thank you.
To learn more about it, you guys go to her IGTV with the fancy Philips coffee maker and you can learn about what she thinks about the influencer. But we're not going to talk about it
We
here
answered
because this is
some hard-hitting questions there for sure.
exactly. And we're not hard-hitting in this show, so just sit back and relax, people.
Yeah, sit it down and listen up because we got so much to talk about, so much interesting topical conversation here. So I guess we'll just get right into it. Where did you grow up and did you always want to be a model slash creator?
No, I mean, I grew up in Poland and Polish. We came to Canada in 99. So like, what is that, 21, 22 almost years ago? And my background is like super strict, and modeling or any kind of creative background was never really an option. Like, that was, I did not grow up with that being something in my peripheral at all. My brother, who's 16 years older than me, he went to university. He became a chartered accountant. My parents really wanted me to sort of follow in his footsteps. And that was kind of like my path that my parents predetermined for me. I actually didn't really get into a creative mindset until like well in my 20s, I would say, because that was sort of always the thing has always been that I'm going to go to university. If I'm doing anything else, it will always be plan B. So when we came to Canada, I started modeling mainly because I couldn't do anything else with like extracurricular activities. I wasn't very sporty. I couldn't join any teams. I didn't have like talents of any kind, like big enough talents that I could really excel in it. Like, I know how to draw and I'm artistic, but and I'm crafty and stuff, but I'm not like a genius in any of these things. So I can do it, but I'm not amazing at it. So modeling was just kind of like, well, I'm tall and skinny, so that's what I'm gonna do. Like, that'll be my thing. So I started modeling. There was a friend of mine who was sort of the same. She was Eastern European too, kind of fresh in Canada, and we went together. And then I modeled for a long time before I sort of started getting interested in the creative side of things and was like, oh, I want to try taking photos. I want to try to sort of lend my voice to the medium as well, instead of just being the sort of like the vessel for other people's creativity. I wanted to try it. So in my like early 20s, I picked up a camera and I started taking photos, and that's kind of like where it started.
So what made you decide on transitioning your career from something university-based like accounting to something more creative, like blogging full time?
Yeah. The really undermining reason was blogging at the time wasn't really a thing, really. Like, there was a couple of girls that were doing it around the world and stuff, and like not even in Canada. That's like how fresh it was. And I was at this point where I started doing a lot of creatives with a photographer friend of mine, and there was just no real outlet for us to showcase our work. Like, we wanted to submit our work to magazines, but magazines weren't really doing that at the time. They were like still shooting their own stuff, and they didn't want like a third party sort of submissions. So I'm like, okay, well, let's just start our own site and start publishing our own work on the internet, because that was the easiest, instead of like having to start an actual print magazine. Because how do you even go about that? I don't know. I still don't know. So that was kind of the real reason. And then as time went on, blogging started becoming like a realer job, but still not for like many years. In Canada, I would say I was blogging for 4 or 5 years before people finally realized like, oh, I know what a blog is. And then all of a sudden it's like, I know what a blog is, but now there's Instagram. So it was a very kind of like small window. But because of it, I had a lot of, like, I had a very big learning curve, but also a lot of time to adjust and learn, which is not what people get these days. Like, now, if you want to get into it, you just sort of have to like dive in head first. But back then it was like, I was able to grow with it. I was able to really figure out what I liked to do and how I wanted it to be, basically.
Interesting. Cause yeah, it did take a while for everyone to catch on to what blogging was, and for you to be the first to kind of do it, that's exciting. So I think that's why you have a lot of success in your life. Speaking of success, I know we do talk a lot about dating and marriages on our show. So You have the perfect Instagram husband. So how did you find that?
Well, I wasn't looking for one. It's a really long story, but basically a friend of mine and me were going to LA, and I have met Tyler before. He's from Calgary, and we worked together on projects, but nothing ever happened. He's cousins with a friend of mine whose ex-girlfriend I was going to LA with, and we didn't know who we were going to stay with. She had mentioned that Tyler was their house sitting. And I was like, oh, great. For her, for both of us, kind of like, we were both single and we were like, we're just doing a girls trip. We're going to have fun. Then Tyler came up and I'm like, well, instead of staying on somebody's couch, let's just hit this guy up and see if we can stay with him in his beautiful house in Venice Beach with a pool. So I messaged him. I like literally messaged him from the airport being like, we'll be in LA in 3 hours or whatever, 2.5 hours. Can we stay with you? And then by the time we landed, he responded and said like, yeah, that's great. And obviously like, what guy would not say yes to like two chicks coming down to stay with him?
Two models, hello.
Yeah, so he said yes. And then we went over there and he was working on a project. So he wasn't really like to hang out, but my friend ended up ditching me for like parties, because we went to LA to party, except that the night before we left, we went out from whatever 10 p.m. and we stayed up all night. So by the time we went to LA, I was so exhausted. I'm like, I need a week to just recover from this. So forget the parties. I ended up staying at the beach house, hanging out with Tyler, talking about cameras. That's kind of like our relationship started off by bonding over cameras, and I had just started shooting, and I was shooting for magazines out of Toronto, like Fashion and Flair, doing a lot of street style, which is what I thought I was going to be doing. I thought that my career path was going to go like in a more sort of straight photographer direction. And street style was my thing. Like, I loved it so much because I loved the ability to just walk up to strangers on the street that I thought looked really cool. And I mean, like, that was a really great way of meeting people too. I met so many people, so many friends I made that way, because it's really flattering. Like, somebody comes up to you and tells you that you look cool. Like, I don't think people do that anymore because street style isn't really a thing anymore either. So that was like a really fun period. And I was kind of like thinking of making a book and whatever. And Tyler was very excited to just like sort of help me figure it out. And at the time, he wasn't really doing YouTube or anything. He has quite a successful YouTube channel right now. But at the time, he was kind of just dabbling in it. But he had a video out that I actually used to figure out which camera I was going to buy. So, of course, he was very flattered. Like, his ego was stroked. So, yeah, that's kind of like how it started. And then from there, we just started working together right away because he was always... He actually started photo through stock photography, but he wasn't really good at producing shoots. So then I was helping him with producing and getting like talent and just locations and styling. And so we kind of both took on different parts of the job, starting out our own business. And from there, we started shooting for my blog, and then kind of I abandoned street style and it just seemed easier to take photos of me. So he just started taking photos of me. But you say like the perfect Instagram husband, but it's not. Like, we fight all the time and it's like we both have different visions and ideas about what looks good. And so it's definitely, you know, it's kind of like a touch and go. And we've been together for 9 years now. And it's still, you know, like it's just, you're always learning.
That's such a good story. So for those of us who don't have an Instagram husband, can you give us some tips on how to make our significant others take better photos of ourselves for the gram?
Yeah, actually, I have the best tip for you.
And people Thank
are not
you.
Gonna like it. Because I've had boyfriends in the past take photos of me, and it always leads to fights and always like people just get frustrated with each other. Just ask somebody else. If you want your relationship to survive, honestly, like find a friend or get a tripod. It's not worth it. Even the amount of time, like the amount of work that we do together with Tyler, there's a lot of that. So the best tip is just to find another way, guys.
Use that tripod.
Yeah. And you know what? I've met girls that make it work so well. And I'm always so surprised and shocked because I'm so used to not having to deal with it. But there's like, people are so talented and it's amazing how people just like make it work.
So yeah, basically that's good advice. Just try to find someone else that can do it so you don't fight with the partner. But if you're forced to work with your partner or you choose to, what's some kind of advice that you have to keep your romantic life good?
Oh my God. Make sure that you have someone to escape to. Like, especially if you work together 24/7, like Tyler and I do, we see each other all the time. It's really important that each of us has like a space that we can just be and chill out by ourselves. Cause it's spending time with each other that much is a lot. And with anybody, like, you would go crazy, you know, being with your best friend. You would go crazy with yourself for that long. There's actually a video that we shot with Tyler about this very specific thing, because when quarantine started, we're like, people are going to like go crazy together for that long amount of time. So yeah, like being able to find separate spaces, but also like supporting each other's hobbies and interests as well, so that it's not always you wanting something from your partner, but you're also contributing something to their interest and to their way of, you know, wanting to spend time. Not everybody wants to take up all of their time taking photos of somebody. You know, it's fun for you, but it's not always fun for somebody trying to figure out. And especially with, I don't know, women specifically, because I mean, I know from myself, I hate every photo of myself. And then, you know, 3 years later, I look back at them and I'm like, wow, I looked so hot. I can't believe what was wrong with me. So it's like, it's difficult to have to deal with that when you're on the other side, you know? So just like knowing and being able to understand it, it's really important.
Oh, I totally agree with the space. Before quarantine, my husband and I moved into a house and we used to be in a condo, and I'm just so glad we are in a house and we have a lot more space to stay apart when we need to.
Yeah. And just like run outside if you need to.
Yeah. Anya, you are so consistent with posting high quality content on social media and your blog. Any tips on creating and consistently posting authentic and entertaining content?
Any tips? Honestly, it's funny that you say that, because I always try to post things that I like, and I'm always very against kind of being like, oh, well, what do people want to see versus what I want to post? Because for me, because you have to do it so much, it would just get really, like, I would start hating myself if I was just posting for other people all the time. So posting for yourself is so important. Like, if you don't love what you do, if you don't love the things that you're putting out there, then it's going to show and people are going to start seeing it. Like, especially with trends and things like that, if I see too much of the same thing, you know, like somebody posts a video, like it's especially prominent with TikTok right now, because there's like a video trend and then everybody does this video trend, and it's fun to see other people's take on it for sure, but you know, at some point it's just like, okay, but everybody's done it. One thing that I'm noticing a lot of people doing right now is educating other people on like how Instagram works and stuff. But I'm seeing the same video about, you know, an Instagram hack to put alt text, for example, so many times. And it's just boring. It's like, to me, that's not you. That's not you speaking. That's not what you're interested in. You're just posting this because you think other people want to see it. And I get it. Like, that's your strategy to grow and grow in numbers and stuff. But longevity wise, I don't know how that's going to translate, to be honest. Like, not just because of the content, but in the interest of sort of you, how long are you going to be interested in just continuing to copy other people all the time, you know? It's like, it's kind of, you know, like a brutal way of looking at it, but it's true. Like, it's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And then it kind of comes across as inauthentic if you're just doing stuff that everyone else is doing. So that's a really good tip. And it looks like we have a viewer question. So listener Cassie of Love Spell Co. Elopement and Wedding Planning asks, any tips for fun, creative reels?
Oh, okay. So this goes back to the TikTok thing. So now, and I really noticed this too, again, because you want people to watch your stuff, reels are a really good way to sort of get in that, because they're being pushed in front of people. So doing your own take on a trend is great, except it would be really good if you were able to really put your own perspective on it. So instead of, you know, just doing exactly what somebody else is doing, look around you and see, well, where do I live? What do I do for a job, for work, that I can really sort of tie it into this video? So instead of doing like, you know, the outfit of the day, do an outfit of the day, but like in your work field or something. How would somebody that works in your field dress this way? Just like little changes to the things that you know people are going to want to see. And I think that can go a long way.
That's good.
So yeah, so for a bridal shop, for example, you could take any trend and spin it in a bridal perspective. That's kind of like what we've been doing. Like, I've been scouring the internet for things. However, wherever there's a trend that has anything to do with clothes, that doesn't have to do with fashion, but that I can sort of spin it into fashion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so good. On our show, we are all about helping older millennial women look good and feel fantastic, but we all have bad days. on a bad day, what do you do to help yourself look good and feel fantastic?
Oh, it's funny because on a bad day, all I want to do is sleep, but sometimes you really do have to push through. I will always take a bath. I talk about this, and I'm not like a super spiritual or like healing kind of person, but water has healing properties. And like, I don't care who knows it. It's true. Like you, if you just submerge yourself and just give yourself sort of like a moment, even take a bath in the middle of the day, take a bath in the morning, it'll make you feel so much better if you're able to, of course. But little things like, you know, putting on makeup if you're feeling down, and physical exercise will always make you feel better. Recently I started doing yoga because we've been just like cooped up indoors for so long, and I just feel like every day is the same. So I just started stretching my body, and that's made such a big difference.
Totally. Get those endorphins running through your body. Mm-hmm. Really good tip. So once you start feeling better and you're back to getting on the gram and taking pictures and stuff, do you have any really simple posing tips to kind of pick our selfies up a notch or our pictures up a notch?
Please. Yeah. The biggest one, and we work with models all the time on like third party shoots for our clients. And the biggest thing we say is to elongate your neck. You sort of like, you know, you pretend you have the string coming out of your head, and then shoulders down, and then you push your chin forward and sort of down, and it really elongates your neck, and it looks super awkward, and you feel like the weirdest when you're doing it, but it works. And something that people don't always think about in photos, especially because it's a very static medium, you have to work your angles. And so exaggeration is a really big plus in a photo. So always exaggerating angles, exaggerating your poses, because just normal life does not translate into photo the same way. So stick up and out.
And then leg-wise, I always see girls, well, I do this too, but you're supposed to look skinnier, I guess, if you put your one leg in front of the other and bend your knee a little bit. Or is there better things to do?
Yeah, that's like an old red carpet trick. If you watch celebrities on the red carpet, you will always see that they put different than in like on Instagram or whatever. But because on Instagram, they do it like sideways. But on the red carpet, they always put one foot in front of the other and sort of to make like an hourglass shape. Yeah, but it works.
Those are such good tips. I'm going to have to try that. And we actually talked to a plastic surgeon about this, and she called it like turtling. So it's a thing.
Oh yeah. And I mean, like, I wouldn't be surprised if it actually, and I mean, especially because we have like the tech neck, right? Everybody's always looking down at their phones. And
oh my God.
So like you start to have like lines in your neck a lot earlier now than you've ever had before. So just kind of like, it's almost like an exercise to prevent it.
I love it. I'm going to have to practice in front of the mirror.
Yeah. Practice in front of the camera.
Right, of course. Practice in front of the camera with my tripod and not using my husband as the tripod, because that's right. Just not.
Well, when I, in my like early modeling days, this is like, I'm aging myself, but this is when I had like my first computer. I got a webcam, and all I would do is just take selfies. I like to think that I was pioneering the selfie, the modern selfie, but I would just take photos of myself all day, just practicing posing, because it's like, if you know your angles, it'll just be so much easier than when you find yourself, you know, even if you ask a stranger to take a photo of you, then it becomes your job to make yourself look better instead of always counting on somebody to take a good photo.
Yep. That's so true. Any advice for the young aspiring blogger / influencer?
Oh my gosh. I get that a lot. I have like the most brutal advice for people, because I love to be realistic. People are always, in my opinion, there's too much of like, oh, you can do whatever you want and da da da. Like, people do have to be realistic. If you do something and it's not working out, then try to spin it a different way. Try to come from edit from a different angle. Maybe try a whole different thing. Like, you know, not everybody is meant to do specific things, and sometimes you really do have to be in the right place at the right time. Like, right now it's such a hard space to get into. And everybody thinks that instant growth is like the most important thing, but it can get frustrating. People can get very burnt out very fast. So my biggest advice is to, you know, give it time and don't put all your eggs in one basket. Try different things, like really, really try to hone your skills into different directions. You know, you want to take photos of yourself, but maybe you're good at taking photos of other people. Maybe you're good at consulting. Maybe you should be running somebody else's social media. There are so many different ways to get into the industry. Like something that my brothers always said, because he knew that I really loved entertainment, and I always sort of thought that, oh, I would want to work in that field somehow. So he's like, so just become an accountant and be an accountant to Madonna. Then you're in entertainment, you know? So it's like, and you're making a lot more money than a lot of other people that are trying to make their way into the same space. So there's space for everybody. You just have to figure out your own path. I think that's the biggest advice, is that you cannot copy other people's success. You can't just duplicate somebody else's path exactly step by step. You have to figure out your own way of getting there.
That's so good.
So let's do a real quick rapid fire destination question. So favorite travel destinations for outdoor activities?
Oh, Canada. We have so many amazing outdoor activities here, especially in the winter time. I gotta say, the one thing that keeps us alive through the winter here is all the amazing winter sports that you can do. Skiing and skating, and I mean, tobogganing when we get a good dump of snow. Come on.
Oh, that's so true. Favorite travel destination for architecture?
Ooh, oh my gosh, there is so many, but we were one just, I'm going to say Palm Springs, because I just love mid-century modern, and there's so many, it's insane in a small amount of space how much amazing architecture there is in a small town like Palm Springs.
Interesting. Okay, your favorite travel destination for, probably your most favorite activity, shopping.
Oh my God. LA, big cities, LA or New York or London, anywhere that has a flagship of H&M, anywhere that has a proper size, like Gucci freestanding store, places that you can go and you can see all the selection. That's like heaven.
What about relaxing on a beach?
I gotta say Tulum. We were just there very recently and I just love it.
Okay, and what about food?
Oh, Mexico, I frick, tacos. That's like my favorite dish of all time. So I doubled Mexico. So I have to say maybe Croatia for beaches, but not very relaxing because the beaches there are all rocky. But Mexico for sure for food. I love Mexican food.
And finally, of course, favorite place for wine or something bubbly?
Oh, France? Come on.
Champagne, hello.
Yeah, with wine and bubbly.
Of course. Well, that looks like all the time we have. Thank you so much. But we would need to know the most important question. Where can we find you online to learn more?
Yeah, on Instagram and Anya B. I have my blog, anyab.net. My husband and I do a lot of work for his YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Tyler Stallman. And then Clubhouse, we just joined, and I'm Anya B on there as well. I need to get better at it, but, and then TikTok, Anya Bonietzka, actually my full name. So
awesome. Thanks so much, Anya. This was so much fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me, you guys. Thanks for letting me sip on my wine.
Of course. Thank you so much. That was so much fun.
And that is all for our show today. Thank you for tuning into Prosecco Party Podcast. And thank you to Anya B for being on our show.
Make sure to check out Anya B online. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Prosecco Party Podcast. Follow us personally on Instagram, Lindy at Miss.HealthNut and Isabel at Isabel Valoria.
Please do us a favor and subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time. And remember,
life is short, so join the party.
Cheers.